Mr. President, Excellences, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, let me thank FAO and WHO for organizing this conference and giving us the opportunity for raising the major nutrition challenges in the 21st century. Ladies and gentlemen, the essence of the world's food problem lies in the large number of people who are chronically undernourished and overweight. The paradox is that there are about 800 million people who don't have enough food to eat, and at the same time 1.4 billion people are overweight, including 500 million who suffer from obesity. This is a record in the history of mankind. Reducing malnutrition in all its forms remains one of the greatest development challenges for many countries worldwide. Malnutrition impairs human immune system and renders people more vulnerable to sickness and death. Even in developed countries, this problem is still present, in many cases affecting children. In Poland, as a response to this problem, government has adopted, among others, the long-term state program for feeding, aimed at children and youth from low-income families or families in a difficult financial situation. Overweight and obesity is the next problem we have to face. It is a continuously growing health problem and at the same time a key risk factor for a range of chronic diseases. This makes it one of the leading threats to human development, not only in terms of health, but also in terms of economy. In Poland, we have observed a steady increase in proportion of population that is overweight and obese. Today, over 50% of Poles suffer from overweight and obesity, so we face a real epidemic. Particularly unfavorable situation is observed in the population of children and adolescents. Today, with regret, we can confirm our previous assumption that the current generation of children will live shorter than their parents. This is a situation we have never faced so far. Happily, we observe the positive trend of increase of social awareness. More and more people talk about and practice healthy lifestyles, including rational nutrition and physical activity. It is very satisfactory that malnutrition is high in our political agenda. The new Polish Prime Minister, former Minister of Health, Mrs. Ewa Kopacz, underlined in her exposé a few weeks ago that the necessity to halt the negative trends of overweight and obesity. Furthermore, the parliamentary group of counteracting obesity was established. The group works on the necessary legal changes enabling halting the epidemics. Polish health policy in relation to nutrition has been an important component of the National Health Program for 2007-2015. This strategy has been elaborated to unify efforts with the aim to reduce inequalities in health and to improve the state of Polish health. It defines, among others, the actions needed for improving nutritional habits of the population, ensuring access to high-quality food, reducing prevalence of obesity and increasing physical activity. To implement the program, the Intergovernmental Coordinating Board was established. Children, as a particularly vulnerable group, are the heart of policymakers. The ubiquitous advertising of foods high in fat, salt and sugar force us to take radical steps. In a close cooperation with the National Broadcasting Council, we are working on regulating the form and scope of marketing aimed to children. At this point, I should mention about self-regulation in Polish food industry. We clearly notice this important step, and we hope that such voluntary code of conduct will match the legal changes to be introduced soon. We are fully aware that multiplying the bans cannot be solved tool of health policy. It is also important to educate and empower people. The educational actions have been undertaken in Poland for several years, yet we see the necessity of strengthening them, especially in primary schools and kindergartens. Shaping good nutritional habits in children result in healthy adults, so we consider the youngest as a crucial target group. This also reflected in our legislative work. Ladies and gentlemen, policies alone, however should sound and work crafted, are ineffective without means and resources to turn them into specific, effective and scaled up actions. The time has come when these strategies and policies should be implemented, and we are obliged to do our best, speaking with the one voice across sectors, to ensure a proper nutrition for the good health status of ourselves in the future generations. Mr. President, on behalf of the Government of Poland, I would like to thank FAO and WHO for the hard work which has been done on the Rome Declaration. I truly believe this document will become our guidelines leading to improved nutrition and health for the worldwide population. Thank you very much.